Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking shelter. God has a shelter for our lives. We all know the story of the three little pigs. There was these three little pigs and they were sent out to build their lives. And the one little pig was like, oh, it's going to be so easy. I'm just going to get these twigs and put together and make myself a shelter, make myself a place, you know. And so he quickly put it together. He was like, found it. You've got twigs. I'll put them together. And lo and behold, there's the wolf. Wolf goes up the road. Wolf's like, little pig, let me in. Not by the hair of my chin. Well, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. So the wolf huffs and puffs and blows the shelter of the house of the twigs. And the twigs fell down and the little pig ran. Was running up the road. And then we've got the second little pig. The second little pig was walking along and there was someone that had some sticks. He was like, this will be good. This will be quick. Quickly, get the sticks. I'll get the sticks. That'll be great. Yeah, it'll work good. You'll go well with that. Oh, really? Are you sure? Okay, I'll get some and I'll put them together. So the little pig quickly put up the shelter house for him, and then the wolf went along. He was all in there, he was happy as a cricket. And then the wolf, little pig, let me in. Little pig was like, not by the hair of my chin. And we know the story, and he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. And so now we've got two little pigs running. And the third pig, they give the third pig a hard time, because he was like, nope, I'm going to do it right. I'm getting the bricks. I'm gonna build this right, limestone bricks. And it took him a lot of effort. It took him a lot of time. And really, it was actually quite a ordeal to build the, you know, this limestone dwelling. Anyway, the two little pigs ran, please, can I? Yep, he's like, right in. And we know the story. So the pig, the wolf. Anyway, so basically, the wolf couldn't knock down the house that was built of bricks. And the reason I was thinking of that was because God has a shelter for our lives. In Psalm 91, there's like this little pig, you know, not this little pig, but this psalmist had made the shelter of the Lord where he would dwell. So Psalm 91, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. God has shelter for our lives. We can find rest. We don't need to be running or striving when we make the Lord our shelter, when we find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And makes me think of, like, you know, in Perth at the moment we're in winter, and in summer it can get like really scorching, and it just reminds me of a large rock that you can just find shelter, like shadow, in the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 2, this I declare about the Lord. He is my God and I trust him. David knew to declare This I declare. Now, declare is to state, announce, proclaim. I declare about the Lord that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust Him. He alone, God, only God. Only God. Of all the million and one different stuff that you could put your hope in life, that you could make your shelter, make your house, make your refuge, He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in Him. You can imagine how much you want God to be your only place of safety, to be your only refuge. Imagine how much God wants you to make Him that place, to make Him that shelter, because He has a shelter for our lives. Do not worry. Do not dread. Verse 5. And actually, do not be afraid of the terrors of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. Do not dread. Dread is like to fear greatly. To have great fear. God doesn't want us to dread. He doesn't want us to live our lives in dread, in worry or fear. And I love the verse 4. He will cover you with His feathers. You know, think of that young bird that's covered by the feathers. And like, basically, in other words, you don't have a care in the world because God, only God. No care in the world because God, He's your shelter. Not the worries, not the cares of the world. God's your shelter. And then, but there's a catch. There's a catch. What do you mean? What do you mean I can't build with twigs? What do you mean I can't build with sticks? That's right. That's the catch. The catch is verse 9. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter. What? What? You mean I can't put my trust in la la la, whatever that might be? You need to put God as your refuge and the Most High as your shelter. He will deliver you. He will strengthen you. He will keep you that place close to the Lord. Imagine how much you want to be close to the Lord. And then imagine how much Jesus wants to be close to you, even more. Even more than you want to be close to Him, He wants you to be close to Him. That's God's desire, to have relationship, to have close friendship. Amen. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. It's the same principle of rest. Find rest. Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You have placed your life under the shadow of the Almighty. To take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes that's exactly where your go-to, we find our go-to, you find your go-to close to the Lord, close to the Most High shelter, under the shelter of the Most High. Amen. The psalmist sets a benchmark that if you make the Lord your refuge. If you make the Most High your shelter. And that's the benchmark he had set for his life. That even all looking to God, looking to the Lord. Psalm 73. As for me, it is good to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may proclaim all your works. Psalms 27. So Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is declaring, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In Psalm 27, in Psalm 28, it is good for me to draw near to God. It is good for me to make God my shelter. Amen. The presence of God changes lives. The presence of God encourages praise and worship. The presence of God lifts your spirits. Praise the Lord. Praise makes God larger than all our worries. Because God actually is. God actually is. And it's praise that opens our eyes to go, God, you're larger than all my worries. You're larger than all my concerns. Psalm 34, 3-5. We magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and they were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for deliverer, for a deliverer of the Lord is our deliverer. Amen. And verse 14 of Psalm 91. We've been very much in the Psalms today, just encouragement of the shelter of the Most High. Praise the Lord that we can run to Psalm 14, Psalm 91:14. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And isn't that really good? Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. That's the Lord. That's the Lord of everything that you could find your hope in, of everything that you could live for. Jesus loves us. Jesus wants us to make our shelter of him, make our place where we run in God. We run to Jesus. Amen. And yeah, and I hope that's encouraging today. And if you're hearing the message today and you're like, oh, like, that's pretty huge. Like, so God's like a shelter. God is a shelter for us. And, you know, over 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus that he would be a perfect sacrifice for us. He died on the cross for us and he rose again. And that's, if you would call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Praise the Lord. And if that's you today and you're like, I would want to make the Lord God my shelter. I want to make the Lord the place that I go. Well, I'd love to pray with you a prayer to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can repeat after me if you would like. Jesus, I believe you are God. Thank you that you died on the cross for me and rose again. I'm sorry for mistakes I have made. Thank you for your forgiveness. I am a Christian, a follower of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, that's awesome. And I want to encourage you, if that's you today and you're like, well, that's, I just feel so different now, you know, like that's like the first step. And as you surround yourself with good people and even, you know, find a good church, a life-giving church that you can continue to take steps to learn of the Lord and make that shelter place really super cool, really cool. And I just also want to pray a blessing of the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for the place of closeness to you, of nearness of you, Lord. And we just really want to draw near to you today and just thank you for your presence this week as we go, that you are close and that you are near, and that we choose to make you the place of refuge, that you the shelter, under the shelter of you, Lord Jesus, the shadow of the Almighty, the shelter of the Most High. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening.